The government may not shut down, but it could be harder for you to get to work. Capitol Hill buzzing with rumors of a government shutdown, alternating with extending pay freezes and spending cuts. But there's another reason to think that members of Congress don't want you to come to work. Emily Kopp explains from somewhere underneath Washington, D.C.
When boarding, please move to the center of the car. Step back to allow the doors to close.
If you know where I am, it's probably because you hear that sound a lot, say every weekday at 8 a.m. or 6 p.m. And I'm guessing you also know that it could get more expensive to take the metro or bus or vanpool to work come January. That's because the $230 monthly transit benefit you get from your agency could be cut in half on January 1st. Above ground, Keith Eichenholz has calculated what that means for him, coming from the Maryland suburbs to the Department of Health and Human Services.
I come down from Shady Grove, so it costs me about $230 a month, maybe $210 a month. And so probably that's about $100 difference. That'd probably be money out of my pocket.
Meanwhile, agencies are looking for ways to ease the pain. About a fifth of feds work outside the office at least occasionally. Eichenholz says his manager has been open to that.
Our managers are pretty good. They're pretty supportive about that. We're allowed to do work from home. I'm not sure if it's going to change at all, but we're allowed to do that. I may.
Anecdotally, supervisors elsewhere say they are considering letting employees telework more often to save money. Carolyn Taplin says she hasn't heard that from her bosses at HHS.
I have no idea what my agency will do. It won't change my behavior. I'll just have to pay for it.
That means shelling out $75 more each month. It's not that much, but it does come on top of a two-year federal pay freeze. Still, Taplin says her agency has more immediate concerns.
We don't have a budget.
Both agency budgets and commuter benefits are at a standstill on Capitol Hill. Without legislation, the public transit benefit will drop to $125 at the end of the year. Last year, lawmakers extended the benefit just in the nick of time. The National Treasury Employees Union President Colleen Kelly says she's tired of those 11th-hour saves.
We think this legislation should be made permanent so that it's not an annual discussion or a threat or fear.
About 75 lawmakers have written to House and Senate leaders urging them to stick extension language in any spending bill Congress passes. They say it could be done without increasing federal spending. Kelly says that's encouraging, but she's not sure that's enough.
Considering everything that Congress is wrestling with on all of these other economic issues, this will either be kind of lost in the shuffle or no one will step forward to kind of carry it over the line, over the goal line.
It's one of several expiring tax provisions that haven't gone anywhere yet. If gridlock at the Capitol continues, we may hear more of the same on the roads. By not acting, Congress, ironically, would be favoring solo drivers over commuters who choose greener ways to get to work. The parking benefit is set to rise to $240 a month in January. It could push some people off the bus and into their cars. But Shannon Richardson says commuting from her home near Baltimore to FEMA headquarters is expensive no matter what. And she says the agency isn't giving her many options.
We are not allowed to telework, but I am actually looking at work closer to home so that way I don't have to worry about it.
The transit benefit affects others, not just feds. Employers can offer it as a pre-tax benefit to their staff and save on federal payroll taxes themselves. Matthew Magazu is a federal contractor. He's got 9 employees at his accounting firm, Trilogy Federal.
Most of my employees live like I do, where you have, like for example, I have to bus in from 7100 to Vienna and then go from Vienna to Federal Center Southwest. If you cut it down to 125, I mean, you're actually either losing money or breaking even. There's no other way around that. I think it cost me about $155 a month to get to and from work in a single month. So if you cut that below, then we're losing money just by going to work.
And that could change the way his company does business.
125. Oh man. That means if I had an employee that had to work out in Annapolis, their commute they couldn't afford it.
If Congress delays action until next year, feds may be able to reclaim some of their benefit. But according to lawmakers, private employers would not.
Ooh.
Magazu sums up the situation in 2 words.
That sucks.
Outside Federal Center Southwest Metro Station in Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.